tune into Natural Radio. I forgot. See, you know Natural Radio. Naturally Radio.
You know Naturally Radio.
You learn Naturally Radio.
You learn Naturally Radio.
Yes.
Radio.
Could you possibly rewind and come again?
I tuned in to You Learn Naturally Radio. You Learn Naturally Radio.
Wow!
YouLearnNaturally.org. YouLearnNaturally.org.
Well, Samuel, thank you. Well done. We've completed our work placement. You've been supporting us at Abundance Centres at You Learn Naturally, and we've had some special projects. First of all, just introduce yourself. Give me your name and tell us what you've been doing at college.
My name is Samuel Adair Free, and I'm at the College of North East London, Enfield Centre, and I study Applied Science.
Okay. Good, good. So you've been here with us. You've come as a science placement. You're the first one of our science placements. And in that, we've been working through things to do with our new magazine, The Futurist. You've been doing some research tasks and some audio editing. So tell me a bit about what you've been doing, how you found it.
Yeah, I found it very interesting because it was the first time I've done any type of feature that included any research that was in this way. And normally in our college, we don't have to research stuff this thoroughly. We just have to look on the internet, find what we have to write on them right here. But he had to actually go through the articles, find out what was talking about, who wrote them, when it was posted, what it's related to, in which way is it related to what we're trying to find out. So that was very interesting, and it was a new way to look at articles generally.
Mm-hmm. Good, good. I'm glad you found it useful, because what you did is to support our Science Week program. We have an event which is called the Melanin Lounge coming up at the end of March, or mid to end of March. And so you've been researching things in relation to that. Just out of interest, how did you find the subject?
Concerning melanin, I had already heard stuff about it, but I didn't know about it in this in a much more detailed way. This is the first time I've heard any details concerning melanin.
Mm-hmm.
All I knew was that was mostly found, was mostly produced the most in black people. And that was the basics of what I knew.
Okay, and what did you pick up? I know the material that you were listening to and were editing is very technical. What did you take from it?
For example, I learned about melanin synthesis, and that, for example, in order for melanin to be synthesized, there has to be, the melanocytes in the body has to create it. Melanocytes in the body create melanin.
Mm-hmm. Good, good. Well, you've learned some things, and this is the whole point. We're making some clips, we're making some material that's really, it's quite advanced in its own right. If you watch it just from the beginning to the end, it's advanced material, but because you've been editing it, we can take small parts of that, we can make it more accessible for the public and try and give an easier way into learning things like this. And for me, it's a gateway. The subject's not just about melanin, but it's chemistry and it's biology. And you've been doing these things at college, right?
Yeah.
Good. So I think that this will give you a good overview to how you might approach some of your other college work. Okay. Yeah. So regarding the audio editing, this is the first time you've used Audacity?
It is the first time.
Okay. Anyway, second project. We were talking about editorial for the publication. You were researching one of our articles that's coming up. We were looking at engineering regarding the Tottenham development. Tell us a bit about that and what you found.
Yeah. That one was also a little bit in the beginning, I didn't know what I was looking for. But like since you were explaining to me, I was able to find out more and more. Because in the beginning, I was just getting everything I found, like just going there, finding an article, just writing what they wrote. But you told me like what I had to do, like search, and which type of angle I had to look at it from. Because you were looking for like how the development of the new stadium had to do with STEM subjects, like the architectural aspect of it, like how was it affecting the environment? For example, they were like going to use LED lights, and you asked me how was that gonna affect the ability of people to see, like how was it gonna pollute the environment, like in a light pollution way? Because if there's too much light, people can't see the stars, like in a way, it's stopping them from able to like perceive their environment properly.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's true. And I think that stadium is going to be quite a marvellous thing. You know, it's got a lot of new technology in it. Were there any other things about the technology that you... Did you know about the stadium development before?
I knew about the stadium development, but I never knew anything in particular about it. I just knew, like, it was a new stadium that relocated into Wembley, and that was what I knew.
Into Tottenham?
Like, they had relocated into Wembley to play their matches.
Oh, right, okay, I see. Okay, yes, I see. So what else, other than the lights, which I raised that point when you mentioned the LED, what else did you pick up about the technology and the science related to the new Tottenham Stadium?
I heard, like, in developing the stadium, they had to hire acousticians that were, like, going to help them build the stadium in a way that's going to improve the noise made in the stadium. That was going to make the stadium more atmospheric, like, enhance the experience of the people that come to watch the game. So that was something I also learned about.
Yeah, it's very interesting because, like I said, these things, we're finding them because we're researching them, and our publication is going to make it more accessible to the public. So I thank you for that. It's very useful what you've done. And it, for me, you've been very diligent in the way, I found you very diligent in the way you've done your work. So I will miss the fact that you were not here for next week. Normally we have you for 2 weeks, but you're here for 1 week. So anyway, it's been good to have you here. Thank you for your time and keep in touch.
Okay, thank you very much too for like accepting me and showing me a new way to look at articles and stuff like that. Like,
no
a
problem.
New perspective, because before this I didn't like look at, like before this, like I wasn't somebody that actually like looked at the news and look at what was going on and stuff like that. So this opened my eyes in a new way.
Okay.
So thank you.
Good. Well, thank you. Well done.
You're welcome.
You are tuned in to You Learn Naturally Radio. You Learn Naturally Radio.
Wow.
YouLearnNaturally.org. YouLearnNaturally.org.